Freak. Good morning, everyone. This is Dances with Blacks. My name is Cameron. I'm out here trying to do the podcast thing. And so today, we are going to talk about something that I feel like is very, very, very controversial nowadays. And that is the old school versus new school hip hop debate. I'm going to, break down my argument from the old school, from my perspective, my argument of the new school, and we're going to tie it all together with what I feel unites them. So, starting off, I'm going to go with the old school hip-hop purists, those 90s wannabe guys, the guys who love the Rakims, Eric B., Tupac, Biggie, and there's nothing, I'm not saying things like this to discredit them, because I'm personally a huge fan of the golden era of hip-hop. I am, absolutely. However, it seems like on both sides, they've kind of become a parody, like a gross exaggeration of their respective sides. The old school guys probably, like 30-something, wears Timberland boots, not crispy new ones, like the old beat up, like he actually did some construction work type nigga. And he probably got on a puffy jacket, a New York cap. He probably got crust on the side of his lips. Like, no, come on, B. This new shit is trash. Tell me you don't know these people. Because I do. I absolutely know these people. But with that being said, I feel like they absolutely do have some points to be made. A big argument I hear from people who are proponents of the old school are that these new rappers are soft. That they dress funny, it has been a shift. If you're a hip hop fan and a critical thinker, and you can identify patterns, you can absolutely see that there's been a shift, and it's been a gradual shift over the years. I personally think Andre 3000 is a big reason why hip hop is more colorful, more flamboyant in their presentation nowadays, Big Three Stacks, he came through, he had colorful pants, he was dressing crazy. The nigga had the hammer pants with football pads and like an afro. And it was clean. That's the thing, is it was clean. It was a little flexy, a little zesty, but it was clean. And it was bending the gender norms, which I am all for. Do you think that? It has just continued and continued with even Lil Wayne with his, zebra skinnies. I know, that was a big one. Back when memes were starting to just take off. And I'm talking like the rage quit memes, those ones. I saw a lot of old school hip hoppers memeing the hell on Lil Wayne. And this is back when the motto just popped off. I know y'all remember the motto. Yes, it's overplayed, but god damn it, was it a great song when at least 18-year-old me heard it. He was performing that and the old school, the old heads just had a field day with it. They just had a field day with it. And I was, this nigga getting his money, man. This nigga getting his money. But, I don't think that the macho, extra masculine archetype in hip-hop is going anywhere. So I don't know why the old heads are necessarily, really mad about that. Because there will always be a nigga that's extra fucking gangster and is like, nigga, fuck that fuck shit, nigga, the colorful hair with the dreadlocks, pink, turquoise, and periwinkle. You gonna always have a Nipsey Hussle out here getting his money silently, judging these niggas who are wilding out. So it's not going anywhere, but I understand. I understand absolutely, because some of these niggas do be going far as shit. They be going way far when it comes to whatever the fuck they be rocking. And I be like, damn, nigga, really? That's the one. I mean, do you? It's your bag. It's your bag. You know, another reason old heads are tired of today's music is because there has been a different take on what we want to turn up to. One of which, because back in the 90s, early 2000s, you know, rappers were rapping about doing the drug dealing. They were out here, they were serving the fiends, cooking the base, probably getting a little blowy from your mama for crack rock, something like that, right? That was the MO. You know, nigga, I'm a drug dealer, I'm a killer, I'm this, I'm that. Nowadays, it's like, nigga, I'm high as shit. It's all changed, you know? Now we the drug users. Now we rapping about, nigga, I just did a Xan, a cup of lean with my man, blah, blah. You know, and so it is absolutely shifted. It is absolutely shifted over to more of a trippy using of the drugs. And, you know, a lot of people have a problem with that. A lot of these 30-something-year-olds with their baggy pants and Timberlands have a problem with this, you know? And I guess I can understand that one. I don't know. I just feel like, nigga, we always used drugs. Now we just talking about it. Like, nigga, we always used drugs. Niggas was always tripping on acid, dog. Niggas was always off the E. Niggas was always, you know, taking lines to the dome. Niggas was always doing the same shit. Well, now we're just talking about it. Because what I feel like is we can't be as gangsta anymore, man. We cannot live that life that y'all glorify, because technology forbids that. The law is swift like a motherfucker now. Nowadays, you're on camera everywhere you go. Just about everyone you meet has a camera in their phone and can be recording you at any possible time. And the police is good at making niggas flip. The police is good at it, boy. So you cannot be a gangster like that no more. Unless you really don't give a damn about your life. Which is fine. Which is good. You know, there are plenty of those. Plenty of niggas out here who do not give a fuck and are really willing to let you know. Case in point, a Kodak Black. But not everybody can be a Kodak Black, right? Not everybody can be a Kodak Black, because then it would just be chaos. But, you know, with that being said, we can't get into the shit. We can't be as hardcore as y'all was in the old school, in the Tupac days, when not everybody had a fucking camera. When not everybody had a camera in their pocket, nigga, you can go and get into a fight, nigga. You can go to your fucking local bar and say, nigga, I want to smack a faggot. And smack a gay dude. And then, you know, go about your day. And fuck, no. Nowadays, niggas is gonna record you smacking the queen. And all of a sudden, you gonna get jumped by the gay mob. Right? And if you're out here just starting fights with any random people are gonna label you as violent and aggressive. Nobody's gonna wanna fucking hire you for tours or for their festivals, because they think shit's just gonna pop off and it's not worth it. You know, so it's different, man. It's a different time. And so with that being said, we can't really be drug dealers like that and then brag about it, because they probably got some fucking evidence on your ass. But what we can do is we can get fucking high. And so I am very, very, very aware that the narrative has changed. But I think it's changed for good reason. And personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with exploring a lot of these avenues. Because, you know, expand your consciousness, dude. Expand your consciousness. But, you know, there's limits on that, too. But that's a big one they don't like. They really don't like the fact that we're open about the drugs that we use in a way that we turn up, even though they've been doing the same thing since. And then the last point I want to touch on an argument of the old school, because there are so many of them, but for the sake of brevity, we're going to keep it down to 3 points each. New rappers' voices are not manly enough. So, this is a big one, man. I always hear a lot of the old school rappers talking about the voices. And now, this is something that I will agree with. I do 100% believe that the brain is trained to really tune in and hone in on a deep male voice. You know? A deep masculine male voice. There's just something that clicks and it just brings you in. You want to listen to it, you know? So that absolutely goes with music as well. If you're listening to a man, especially a man who's supposed to have a macho, masculine personality, like these rappers do, you usually want a deep voice. And I will absolutely agree with the old school on this one. Most of these rappers sound like chipmunks. Most of these rappers nowadays absolutely sound like little boys, dude. Like, it's crazy. To the point where, like, when you get somebody who has that edge, who has a deep voice, it really stands out. And I feel like that's a very big part of what makes people like you, is your voice. You know, and Kendrick Lamar is a great fucking example of this, because I've never been discriminatory against people with higher pitched voices, you know? I think it comes down to it, is the music arranged well? You know, does it cater to your voice? Because as long as your voice is catered to, I think, fuck it, the track is going to be bomb anyway. So if you got some good instrumentals behind you, if somebody mixes your voice well, you know, if you come with fucking bars, or if you come with crazy melody, or if you come with a unique idea that I have to, like, really wrap my head around, I don't give a fuck what you sound like, dog, as long as it's concise and I know what you're trying to go for. So Kendrick Lamar, when I first discovered him, I was just immediately taken aback. I was 18. I was at a hookah bar, because that's what we did before you could go to the bars. You went to hookah bars with your buddies. I was vaping. I was new to smoking weed. I was new to Illuminati videos. And my buddy showed me Rigor Mortis by Kendrick Lamar. And I just was there. My mind was blown. This gentleman just raps and raps and raps and raps and raps and raps. And I'm just like, holy fuck, Kendrick, stop it. You know? And I just was instantly hooked and started fucking just looking up all his shit, bumping all his shit, trying to put as many people on to Kendrick Lamar as I possibly could. Because that's something I always do. Something that's very, very important to black people, okay? Putting people on to music and then getting that credit when that person blows up, or later on, and you, that person who you introduced to that person ends up falling in love with them. You need your credit as a black person. I put you on, nigga, don't you dare try to say I didn't show you your first Kendrick Lamar. Side note, we're going back to the thing. So, Kendrick Lamar was somebody I pushed hard, and I got a pretty mixed reaction, and I was so surprised at it, because so many people were like not about it, because their reactions were usually around yeah, that was cool. I don't like his voice though. Yeah, I don't like his voice. I don't like his voice. And I kept hearing that, and it really baffled me. And I was really like, these niggas really don't care about the music, like what it means. Okay, it's the voice. But to give them credit, there are points in time with Kendrick that I can't stand his voice. Like, I don't like the weird robot inflection that he does, which is the reason I can't stand the song "Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe." Bitch, don't kill my vibe. You know? So that, when he does that weird robot inflection, combined with the fact that his voice is already fucking an octave higher than everyone else's, it's fucking annoying, not gonna lie. But I can push past that, because nobody's fucking perfect. But Kendrick has great, great, great music, but a lot of people were not willing to give him that because of his voice. So when you get a deep voice, that really, really sets you apart, because you can name a whole lot of rappers with boyish voices. Fucking Ray Shrimmered has a boyish voice. Made in Tokyo has a boyish voice. Playboi Carti has a boyish voice. Fucking Kendrick has a boyish voice. Let's see, who else? Most of the rappers who is popping right now, Lil Pump has a boyish voice. Smoke Perp has a boyish voice. So like, when you have somebody who has a deep voice, there's something to be said for them. Like Tyler, the Creator, I'm a big fan of his music, especially his earlier shit, because, you know, he just sounded so monstrous. Monstrous! He just had this deep, booming voice that sounded so good on a track. And I feel like people really did gravitate to him because of that. I feel like that was a very big part of, you know, his allure. It was his fucking crazy-ass voice. And, you know, that's kind of not often the case nowadays. Most of the time, it's these boyish voices that are popping. So, you know, I understand that argument. I understand that argument from the old school. But, you know, how I see it is, shit, dude, is the music fire. Is the music fire. Because everybody has their thing. Everybody has their sound. And I feel like it's better, most important to focus on distinct voices rather than voice pitch. Or maybe I'm fucking wrong with that one. Or like how high the voice is. I don't know, man. But, you know, that's one of the arguments of the old school. And I'm gonna leave it at that. Now, we're going to move on to the argument of the new school. Yeah. And I would say I'm like right in the middle. Because I'm 25 now. Born in 93. My 30s are approaching fast. So that's why I'm like, all right, let's get these creative juices flowing. Get this podcast shit popping. But the argument of the new school. Oh, man. So this is a classic defensive reaction of old school. Is everybody's old. Why you old niggas hating, B? why you old niggas hating? Tupac, Biggie, we don't listen to that shit no more, dog. We listen to Future, Lil Wayne, you know? You know, a lot of these new school people, there's such a disconnect, and we're in such an age where we can go and listen to whatever we want from fucking 2010 to fucking 1930. We have all this access to all this music, and with that being said, all this influx of new music, just so much new music, that there are these people who are born in like 2000, 2002, 2005, who, you know, they didn't grow up on that. They did not grow up on the fucking the Biggies and the fucking Tupacs. They didn't have to listen to it as much, you feel me? So it didn't really resonate with them like it resonated with us. And even my generation, like, I was only alive fucking one year before Tupac was killed. So I understand that, because me, myself, I never really was into Tupac. I was not into Tupac growing up, and I just refused to give his music a listen. You know why? Because everybody praised him so fucking much. And, you know, people have a tendency to despise what's too familiar. And if you hear everybody saying, riding this nigga's dick and shit, you're like, nigga, what's so good about this nigga? I've heard a couple songs and I've heard the fuck out of him and I don't like him no more. So it didn't really connect with them, you know? It wasn't till I went on my own path of self-discovery about, you know, being black in America and really digging deep into history and finding out about, you know, the lies that have been told about being black, you know, and what we came from, that I really started to respect Tupac, because you realize that he really was about what the fuck he said he was about, you know. But that's besides the point. Most of these new age people do not care. So if you ask them, be prepared for that answer. But I will say that the old heads do have a tendency to get really, really upset instead of trying to understand why and bridge the gap, you know, instead of burning them. So a lot of these new school, they just think you're old. They don't enjoy Tupac. They don't enjoy Biggie. They don't enjoy that quote-unquote lyrical shit. All they want to do is turn up and do their thing. Moving on to the next point. They all think old heads are just bitter. They're just bitter. They're just hating on the young nigga because they young. They just hating on me because I'm still young, fit, can wear these skinny jeans, get these bitches, and got a full head of hair. All you old niggas with your crusty lips with the mouth boogers hanging out the sides. Famous Dex, but all you old niggas is just bitter. Y'all know about the wave, this, that, and the other. And you know what? I'm going to give it to these. A lot of the old heads do come off as bitter as shit. Not even going to lie. The way they talk about it, man. The way they talk about the new school niggas is just so crazy to me, man. Like, they really talking about them like they're not. Just like they are. Just like they were when they were that age, you know? So I will agree with the new school on this one. Old heads do be coming off as bitter. Y'all gotta find a better way to critique something, man. Y'all be getting so emotional. It's music. Music is important, yes. But damn, music evolves, my G. Always evolves. Always. Okay, and last argument of the new school is that lyrics don't really matter as much. They don't. So this, I'm kind of in the middle of the fence with. I am a firm proponent of take music for what it is meant to be. So if you're listening to Lil Pump, take it as Lil Pump. Stop comparing Lil Pump to anyone else. Lil Pump make turn up music, bruh. Lil Pump is making music for him and his 17/18 year old homies to smoke backwoods and fuck bitches to. That nigga ain't trying to solve world hunger. That nigga ain't trying to solve police brutality. That ain't the nigga to ask about what he think about this shit. This nigga's young and dumb as fuck. Let him make his music. There's a market for it, bruh. There's a market for it, so let them consume it, because they gonna grow out of it. These niggas ain't about to be long-term Lil Pump fans. Let him shine, B. Most of these artists fucking fizzle out. Why y'all so mad? Let these niggas fizzle out, bruh. You know, let them do what they do, you know. But there is, this is what I think. Judge it for what it's supposed to be. So Lil Pump is really good at making turn-up music, easily digestible turn-up music. Vic Mensa tries to make the music y'all want to hear. That fucking conscious shit, right? The shit that has something to fucking say about, comment on the world. But that nigga's trash at it. So judge him off of his ability. His ability to make good music is lacking. You know, he's trying to make good music. He's trying to make, you know, a music with a message, but it sucks. Now that is something that you should judge. Not fucking Lil Pump. Not fucking Smoke Perp, Kodak Black. niggas ain't trying to be fucking, you know. I will, Kodak Black is a little bit introspective. He's actually on that introspective, you know, hood music tip. But most of it is ignorant. These niggas is making ignorant music for the ignorant white kids who eat the shit up. And with all the social media that we have, it's inevitable that dumb, stupid acts are gonna leak through. Because, you know, we like what the fuck we like, man. We look at something, we don't know why we like it. It's just funny. It's just stupid. We like it. We'll give them their praise for their little 15 seconds. It's up to them if they want to capitalize or not. Yeah. Lyrics aren't as important to the new school. And that is the last topic on argument of the new school. Now we're going to go ahead and get into, boom, what unites them. So, what unites old school and new school? The spirit of rebellion. The spirit of rebellion is the first thing I'm going to touch on here. So, hip hop has always had kind of a fuck you attitude. It always had that, you know what, this is what we doing, and we into it. If you not, fuck you. And because of this, there's always, almost always at least, been kind of a civil war in hip-hop. And it's always been old school versus new school. Because back when Kool Moe Dee and All-M was, you know, Grandmaster Flash, you know, the message and shit, all of them, that rapping style, it eventually evolved, got more violent. Then you had niggas like N.W.A. step up on this bitch, and everybody was like, oh, that's not rap, that's not hip-hop, that's not... And what were N.W.A. and their supporters saying? Fuck you. So this always been this rebellious spirit about hip-hop, and that has translated perfectly to the new school, because we're on the same wave. We got all the older cats saying this new shit is whack, and we saying this is what we doing. We into it, and if you don't like it, fuck you. So that has not changed whatsoever, you know. And we have old school and new school people alike who are still trying to bridge the gap. That's what I like to see. Is I love the new school and old school versions of this. You know, we have people like Kanye West who is out here, you know, connecting with the youth, putting people on, giving them platforms, bridging the gaps between the older school and the new school, because it just works out better that way. Everybody gets along better. It's good. There's greater rapport. You know, the last thing we need is more divide between black people as is. So, and like YB and Cordae, another good version of a new school artist doing his thing. But you know, it's always been rebellion, always been rebellious. Fuck what y'all talking about. This is what we doing, and I'm with that, because you have to have that spirit, stand for something or die, or anything, or fall for anything. Pardon me, don't want to sound stupid as shit. Let's see, second point. Bruh, they're talking about the same shit. We are still talking about the same shit. We're dressing it differently. We sound different. We have different means of getting it to people. But essentially, hip-hop now is talking about the exact same shit hip-hop then was talking about. Maybe it's a little simplified, because we like minimalism now. Less is more. Maybe it's a little hedonistic, There's nothing you could say. Because they had some nasty songs back then too. You know, we are essentially the same shit. Just a little, packaged a little differently. Just a little bit. But regardless, it's working. You know, it's the number one genre in the world. People love hip hop. They do. They really, really, really do. And, you know, I do too. I love it. So I thought I'd have to put my two cents in on that one as well. And last thing I'm going to touch on about what unites them. I think that hip hop, both back then and now, is still the only genre where people expect them to live their lyrics. If you're on a track rapping, proclaiming this, that, and the third, people, your listeners, are gonna expect that you're really about that life. And boy, you better be. Because nowadays people are checking you and they're getting it on camera. They're snatching your chain, and nigga, if you don't pop them, or at least pop them in the fucking jaw, if you go out like a bitch, I guess over for you. You're gonna get memed to death. Nobody's gonna wanna collab with you. You're gonna just, it's not gonna be good. You know, no other genre is really expected to live their lyrics. Hip hop is a special case. We expect you to be about what it is you talking about. Which I don't know if I agree with, because we all have heard, if you lived the life that Future lived, every other bar is about Zans, every other bar is about some lean, some sharp pills, Adderalls, and all kinds of other fun goodies. If this nigga lived like what he fucking talk about, he wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be no Future. That nigga would be in the past. Because there's no way you could sustain that, you know? But that's what we consume. We eat it up. We eat up that drug shit. We eat up that fuck shit. That murderous, self-deprecating, self-harming, drugged out, wavy lyrics. I like that shit too, man. It gives you a certain feeling. And that feeling's addicting. And we want more of it. So, when we see these artists getting into bullshit, we're content. We want to see these artists, you know, fuck themselves up for our entertainment, because we expect them to live the life that they live. We want them to live what they're talking about. Well, we don't want no personas. Oh, no. None of that. Do that shit, boy. And that's all I am going to talk about today. But if you guys like where I was going with this, if you guys maybe want me to do a part two, hit me up. You know, let me know. Because, you know, we really out here. In conclusion, you know, I think the old school does absolutely have some rightful grievances with the new school. I do agree that a lot of the new rappers are a bit more feminine, flamboyant in the way they dress. Not necessarily a bad thing, but you know, I kind of do like masculine hip hop. You know, the rappers nowadays do more so talk about taking the drugs instead of selling the drugs. Personally, I don't have a problem with that, because you know, we're humans. We all want to get fucked up in some way. It's kind of human nature. Just pick up a book or some shit. And new rappers' voices aren't manly enough. I get that.
I absolutely get that. And for the argument of the new school, I do understand that, you know, you can get it popping without necessarily being a huge fan of Tupac, but you do got to give the man his due. He was out here. He was really doing his thing. Old school does come off as bitter, and lyrics don't really matter as much. I understand that. But it's all for what you're going for. I agree with both sides. It's definitely a very, very it's a very touchy subject for a lot of people because people get very passionate. But anyway, what I want from anybody listening is some suggestions of both old school and new school artists that you guys are really rocking with. I have been on an old school wave like crazy, man. And man, are there some gems. But yeah, man, drop some songs. Drop some old school songs. Drop an old school playlist and a new school playlist. Because I want to hear some new shit. Always down to hear some new shit, but always down to hear some old shit as well. Anyway, this is Dancing with Blacks. We really out here.